Sailing Trip, narrated by Alexandra Anderson, for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. Sailing Trip by Lovely L. The boat swayed slightly as the small waves splashed along its sides. Hilda had already gone for an afternoon swim, and now she stood naked, leaning against the mast, her face turned towards the sun and the drying air. A soft breeze caressed her body, making her nipples stiffen and the small hairs on her arms stand up. Christopher looked at her and felt the slightest tug in his stomach. His eyes followed the curve of her throat and neck, down to the small round shoulders. The corn-coloured hair that fell over her back was still moist, matted, and wild, after a whole day out at sea. Hilda was quite slim at the waist, and plump around the shoulders, with an extremely feminine arch in her back. When she lay on her stomach, he often stroked a finger along that arch on the small of her back. He looked at her swaying breasts and her perky pink nipples. They were irresistible. So he went over to her and bent over one of her breasts, stuck out his tongue and began to carefully lick her light nipple. She responded with a satisfied sigh and began to stroke his hair, her eyes still closed to the sun. She loved it when he touched her breasts. He circled her nipple with his tongue and then sucked it into his mouth while he carefully kneaded the other breast with his hand. After a while, he switched and gave the same tender treatment to the other breast. She pulled him up close so that she could kiss him. Their lips met, and they kissed lightly and gently so that their lips barely touched. They both tasted like seawater. The tips of their tongues met, and soon their careful exploration turned into a deep, lustful kiss. He held her head in his hands while he sucked and licked her lips and the corners of her mouth. He moved his hands down along her back and got a good grip around her butt cheeks. He lifted them up and kneaded them tenderly as she responded by pressing herself against him. He licked two fingers and gently brushed a hand between her legs. He carefully parted her labia with his wet fingers. She was already quite moist, and he rubbed his fingers up and down, back and forth, until he felt her opening up, wet and ready. Then he pushed two fingers inside her. She closed her eyes. Her knees gave way a bit as she pushed down on his fingers, as if her pussy was starving. He began to kiss her on her throat, and then sucked hard on one of her nipples. She moaned, and a few seconds later, he felt the effect he was having on her, as her warm pussy juices began running over his fingers. He kissed his way along her warm stomach until he could squat down between her legs and put his mouth in her delicious wet pussy. She was clean-shaved and smooth, with a taste of pussy and salt water, sweet, salty, tart. He sucked and licked while he continued to push his fingers inside her and pulling them out. It felt amazing to make her so horny. He felt her breathing harder and harder, as if she was about to come. He decided to give her the finishing blow. He bent his fingers in toward the smooth spot inside her, in the front, and stroked and stroked it, in time as he sucked her clit hard in his mouth. She moaned even harder and pushed her lower body down against him. Her labia quivered, and he felt the well-known contractions in her pussy. He carried on with that intense treatment without letting go of her for a second, and she shivered as if she were freezing cold, screamed out the last moan, and arched her body backwards in great pleasure. She stood there in the cool breeze, hot, shaking, her eyes blank, her hair ruffled, in her release.